What were some of your fond memories?
I have memories of my Papa Robinson standing at the road on a cold day to await the sighting of the school bus top the hill about a half mile away. I watched from the warmth of the long entrance hall, and when he saw the school bus, he would alert me and motion with his hand that the school bus was approaching. One of my favorite outings with Papa was our occasional visits to the livestock sales pen. We would go there just for the free entertainment of hearing the scat of the auctioneer and the interaction between the auctioneer and the bidders. Attendants were always in the pen to prod the sometimes lethargic beasts so that potential buyers could have a good look at the animals from all angles. A frequent highlight was when an agitated bull would bolt into the ring, snorting bubbles from his mouth and his nose, and paw the sawdust, slinging whatever accompanied the pen's floor covering onto the spectators. As the bull bounded, rip-snorting out of the gate and into the sales pen, that would send the attendants scrambling up the safety of the iron fence between the spectators and the now raging bull.
Did your Papa Robinson ever buy or sell any livestock at the auction?
One day, as Papa and I dropped in impromptu to enjoy a hot dog and watch the auction, a cow and her young calf entered the pen. All was just status quo until the auctioneer announced, "The cow only is sold to the gentleman in the green shirt." This piqued my interest, and I watched anxiously as the cow was led away, lowing as she looked back at her bleeding calf remaining in the sales pen. And Papa looked into my tearing eyes as I questioned him why the buyer didn't buy the calf. So as the bidding for the now orphaned calf slowed to the warning call of the auctioneer, going once, going twice, at this moment of decision, Papa stood to get the attention of the auctioneer, and he shouted the magic dollar amount that, to the shock of both of us, had bought us a calf. When we arrived home to inform my mama of the new addition to our small family of livestock, she was surprised, well, we all were, but as always, she made room in her heart and in the barn for yet another orphan. My grandparents enjoyed life. Both of them loved a little occasional and off self-generated mischief. A typical Saturday was spent in preparation for Sunday, getting our church clothes ready and cleaning the house and yards, preparing for Sunday's dinner that involved butchering a chicken. I was fascinated as I watched Papa break the chicken's necks, and I convinced Papa that I was ready to literally try my hand at wringing the neck. So reaching into the coop, where Mama kept the chickens destined for the dinner menu, Papa pulled out my first experiment. And I realized that my grip was not as powerful as his when that supposed to be dead Rhode Island Red hopped up immediately and shook it off and joined the other look-alike chickens in the chicken yard. Papa urged me to go catch that escapee and try again. I replied that I would surely be in trouble with Mama because I did not know which chicken had been grain-fed while awaiting his doomsday. And Papa's eyes twinkled as he left and said, "Just go catch one. She won't know the difference." And Papa winked and smiled as we and our guest on Sunday enjoyed that delicious southern fried chicken on the dinner table.
Do you have any stories about your Mama's mischief?
Oh, yes. The day that she and I were cooking in the freshly painted kitchen, a chore that Papa had finally gotten checked off his honey-do list. Distracted by our other meal preparation, we left a pan of hot grease unattended until we saw flames leaping from the pan and above the stovetop onto the newly painted wall. Thankfully, the only damage was a scorched mustard-yellow wall. Before Papa arrived home from the Atmore prison farm, where he worked as a kitchen cook supervisor, my creative Mama and I had found a partially used can of paint. We added some yellow food coloring until it was amazingly close to the right shade. We meticulously painted the scorched area, and we cleaned up all the evidence. It was Mama who giggled and winked at supper that night. But you know, I think Papa knew, because that wall really never looked quite right. I do think, however, that whenever he was suspicious about the wall, he remembered the conspiracy behind that delicious chicken dinner that had adorned our Sunday dining table.